These are words that are probably well known to quite a few people. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. These words are from the beloved hymn, or for some not so beloved hymn, Amazing Grace. These words are echoed in the scriptures today. We have spent the last 5 weeks exploring the path to freedom and healing through honesty, or to put it in other words, as the saying goes, the truth shall set you free. For the blind man who was healed by Jesus, the truth set him on a path first of judgment and questioning before it set him free. When Jesus asked later, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" to which the man who could now see replied, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus answered in the same way that he answered the Samaritan woman, the story we heard last week. "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." And the man who was no longer blind at that moment said, "Lord, I believe." The path to honesty and healing. But before his belief came, he was questioned. He struggled. He was faced with the doubts of others. People didn't believe him, didn't believe that it was possible for a man who was born blind to suddenly see. And it says in verse 8, "The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, 'Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? How then were your eyes opened?'" The blind man who can now see simply spoke the truth and was honest about what happened, and he replied, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." He didn't justify anything. He didn't try to explain who the man was. He simply spoke his own truth from his own experience. But the people were still not convinced. The Jewish people went to the blind man's parents for answers and asked them, "Is this your son who was born blind?" And the blind man's parents, who were afraid that the Jewish people might do them harm and kick them out of the synagogue, instead of speaking the whole truth and nothing but the truth and confirming that indeed this was their blind son who could now see, they said, "Yeah, it's him, but I don't know what happened, so you ask him yourself. He's of age. I can't speak for him anymore." So they deferred and left it up to him. So they went back and asked the man who could now see, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And the blind man answered, "You know what? I don't know if he was a sinner, but one thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see. And I don't know why you keep asking me the same question, because I keep telling you the same answer and you're just not listening." It is said that seeing is believing. Yet for many of us, for most of us, we have never seen physical evidence of Jesus in human form or God, and yet we still believe. Today we need to focus on what it means to be spiritually blind, not literally. This story moves from a story of literal blindness to spiritual blindness. And in this story, what is revealed is God's presence through this experience. We heard today the story of Jesus healing a blind man, and we need to resist the urge to simply base our faith and rely on miracles in order to believe, in order to move us to be faithful. Last night, the youth watched the movie The Shack, and this was a book that came out many years ago that I'm sure some of you have read. It's a very powerful book, very powerful movie about a family struggle, especially a father's struggle at the loss of his child in a very tragic way. Now, in this movie, there comes a point where the man encounters three people in the same shack in the woods where his daughter was victimized. The three people that he encounters, he then lives with for a time, and they take him on a journey of healing. Each of them, in their own way, forces him, or invites him, to confront the pain of his loss, the anger, guilt, and judgment he feels. At one point in the movie, he speaks with the person who really is the persona of God and asks the hard question that many in our society have asked. If you are so wonderful and almighty and all-powerful and can do everything, why would you let such a horrible thing happen to an innocent young child? Where were you in her time of need and my time of need? And God replied, "When all you see is the pain, you lose sight of me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." When we are in pain, when we feel lost and alone, when we build up our walls and isolate ourselves, just like the clay jar that Laura David Foster made for us a few weeks ago, there are experiences in our lives that rock our world, both good and bad. These are the points when our jars or ourselves are cracked open. The jars are cracked, they're sometimes chipped, sometimes they're fully broken. Honesty has a way of cracking us open too. Through honesty, through hearing it and speaking it, we allow light to come in and emerge. It allows us then to see things in a different light, in a different perspective. All of us who choose to be baptized, like Alexander today, are asked several questions to which the answer and the reply is, "I will, God being my helper." And like the man who was in such pain in the book The Shack from the loss of his child, even though he didn't think God was there, God was. He just couldn't see it or perceive it. Spiritual blindness is a place, and it shouldn't be reduced to thinking that is equated to bad behavior, our sins. We need to remember what Jesus said to the disciples when they asked him, "Teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" But Jesus' answer was this: "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him." Spiritual blindness, as I said, is a place where we often feel one of these things. Maybe we feel alone or misunderstood, judged, unimportant, devalued, not good enough. It can be a place where we experience deep sorrow, pain and suffering, confusion and doubt. When we're honest with our pain and our suffering, when we are honest with ourselves about where our anger comes from, where it stems from, when we're honest about our failures and our mistakes, that's when the healing light of God is revealed. God is always present, but we are blinded spiritually by things like pain and suffering, by the desire to hurt the people who have hurt us. But our eyes can be open to the truth, and the truth can be seen. It's easy to get caught up in always being right, just like the Pharisees. Their biggest thing in this whole story was the fact that he did it on the Sabbath. He did it on a day when he was to rest. But by focusing on that piece, they didn't allow themselves to experience and believe what the man told them honestly over and over again. They missed where God's Spirit was at work. They missed the moments when God's presence was revealed in front of them. So my questions for you today are these. How have we been blind to where the Spirit is at work in our midst? How have we forgotten our promise that we will live out our faith with God being our helper? What decisions have we made because we didn't trust in God? We didn't trust in others around us. How have we created walls attempting to stop the Spirit at work because it's too painful or too difficult for us to bear? Friends, God is at work through each of us every day, providing us with opportunities to be healed, to be loved, and to know that we are not alone. So often we turn a blind eye to what is happening around us or to the people we love who are near us. We choose to see what we want rather than the truth, rather than the presence of God revealed. I've learned over the years that often the people that I experience as the ones with the roughest exteriors, the gruffest, the nasty demeanors, the cranky pots, the curmudgeons, those are the people with the biggest hearts. They are the people who are often carrying big wounds that we don't know about, that are hidden behind those walls where the light has not cracked through yet. But who, when they experience, and for whatever reason, maybe the truth is spoken, their hearts are opened, and suddenly their lives are transformed. They are the ones that then proclaim, "I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." They are us. At different moments in our life, in different circumstances, we sometimes are the curmudgeons to other people. We're sometimes the cranky pots trying to hold on to the one piece that we think is the most important at the expense of all others. As you leave here today, I want you to remember that we don't need to physically see Jesus to have a relationship with Jesus. All we need to do is trust in God, so that we can be open and honest. And when we tell the truth, we are no longer spiritually blinded. And we can see each other for who we truly are at the heart and the core of each person. We can see the world as God sees this world. You no longer need to be spiritually blind. Wash your eyes with the healing baptismal waters of God, and you will see God being your helper. Thanks be to God. Amen.